listen-only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions towards the end. If you require technical assistance at any time, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to be connected with an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Guy Sidos, Chairman and CEO of Vicat, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Vicat Group's 2021 annual results presentation meeting. I'm Guy Sidos, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Vicat. Today, I'm joined by Hugues Chomel, Deputy CEO and Chief Financial Officer of Vicat. Before starting the presentation, you will also find a disclaimer on page two. It is intended to draw your attention to the fact that the elements relating to the 2022 financial year, which are presented here, are assessments of expected trends in the group various markets, and that they must not be considered in any way as forecasts. On page three, now you can see that our presentation will be divided into six points. I will start by presenting the highlights of the 2021 financial year. I will hand over to Hugues Chomel, who will analyze our performance, as well as the main balance sheet and cash flow items. I will then review the latest developments within the group before concluding with the expected trends for the current year. Let's start on page four with the highlights of 2021. In a year of contrast, the Vicat Group's results rose sharply, marked by dynamic market and good sales price. The group's consolidated sales exceeded 3 billion euros and grew by 16.2%. All financial indicators are up, with a +14.5% increase in EBITDA and a +33.3% increase in net profit group share. Confident in this outlook for profitable growth, the group continues to leverage its capacity for innovation and investment to achieve its objectives of carbon footprint reduction. On this basis, the board of directors has decided to propose to the shareholders to vote the distribution of a dividend of 1.65 euros, an increase of 10%. Let's now switch to slide five, and I will now hand over to Hugues Chomel for a detailed analysis of our performance.
Good morning, everyone. On slide six, this slide shows the condensed income statement for the year 2021. Consolidated sales increased by 11% on a reported basis and resulted from an organic growth in the business of 16.2%, an unfavorable exchange rate variance of -3.6%, corresponding to a negative impact of 102 million euros over the year due to the appreciation of the average euro rate and the depreciation of the Turkish lira, as well as a scope effect of -1.2%, resulting in a negative impact of -34 million euros, chiefly reflecting the disposal of Créabeton Matériaux in Switzerland on June 30th, 2021. EBITDA reached 619 million euros in 2021, up 11.1% on a reported basis and 14.5% at constant scope and exchange rates. The EBITDA margin was 19.8%, stable compared to 2020. The EBIT margin reached 11.5%, up 90 basis points, having already risen by 90 basis points in 2020. Net income group share reached 204 million euros, supported by an increase in operating profitability and an improvement in financial results. Please turn to page seven. Let us now look at the factors underlying the evolution of EBITDA in 2021 compared to the previous year. EBITDA was 619 million euros in 2021, an increase of 62 million euros on the 2020 figure. This change takes into account an unfavorable exchange rate effect of -17 million euros and a negative scope effect of 2 million euros. The increase is the result of a strong organic growth due to the continued dynamic activity in all the market in which the Vicat Group operates, as evidenced by the increase in volumes, coupled to a generally favorable price environment. This positive trend was partly offset by the increase in variable costs driven by inflation, notably an increase in energy cost of 18%. On page eight, the chart on this slide shows the breakdown of group's EBITDA variation by geographical area on a like-for-like basis. It highlights the EBITDA growth of the vast majority of the markets in which the group operates. It's worth noting the strong upturn in France and Asia, which were particularly affected by the pandemic in 2020, as well as the solid recovery of the Mediterranean region. In Europe, EBITDA dropped by 5% at constant scope and exchange rates due to a non-recurring item recorded in Switzerland during the first half of the year. Let us now move on the analysis by market, starting with France on slide 10. The group performance in France improved significantly during the year, despite a health context that weighed on the situation. The year was marked by strong growth in the first half of the year and a moderate dip in the second half due to an unfavorable comparison base. In this context, EBITDA grew strongly over the whole period, despite the increasing impact of rise in energy costs in the second half. The EBITDA margin on consolidated sales increased to 18.7% compared to 17.7% in 2020. Please turn to page 11. Let's examine the business in Europe, which includes Switzerland and Italy. The Swiss market, which was barely affected by the pandemic in 2020, showed solid growth in 2021. Italy, which benefited from a very favorable basis of comparison in the first half, recorded a good performance for the full year. EBITDA for the region as a whole declined by 5%. Please move to page 12 for Americas. In both the United States and Brazil, despite a difficult health environment, business remained strong. In the United States, consolidated sales increased by 5% at constant scope and exchange rates over the year to 485 million euros, despite an unfavorable base of comparison in California. In Brazil, consolidated sales reached 187 million euros, an increase of 30%. Business remained dynamic despite an unfavorable comparison base in the second half. EBITDA was 43 million euros, up 9% despite energy cost inflation. Please turn to page 13. Let us now look at the Asian zone. In India, after the first half that benefited from a particularly favorable basis of comparison, the second half was marked by a positive macroeconomic environment, but was impacted by the very high inflation in cost, particularly energy cost, and more volatile prices at the end of the year. Consolidated sales were 363 million euros for the full year 2021, an increase of 31%. EBITDA was 100 million euros, an increase of 25%. EBITDA margin on consolidated sales was 27.5%. In Kazakhstan, the group recorded consolidated sales of 65 million euros, up 14% on a like-for-like basis. This performance is the result of the group's privileging the domestic market in preference to exports. Given this favorable geographical mix, prices are up sharply. EBITDA increased by 15% to 22 million euros over the period. Please move to slide 14. The Mediterranean region has progressed despite a deteriorated situation at the macroeconomic and construction sector level, both in Turkey and Egypt. Given these factors, the group recorded a significant increase in its EBITDA in 2021. In Turkey, the construction market continues to recover. Consolidated sales reached 150 million euros, up 58%, and EBITDA grew to 13 million euros from 8 million in 2020, despite the 23% average depreciation of the currency. In Egypt, consolidated sales amounted to 78 million euros, up 62%. Conclusion of a market regulation agreement between the Egyptian government and oil producers, which came into effect in July 2021, led to a strong recovery in prices in a favorably oriented market. While these elements seems to be the first sign of a long-awaited change in trend, the EBITDA generated in Egypt nevertheless remains negative by 10 million euros overall year compared to -19 million euros in 2020, and was marked by a clear improvement in the second half of the year. Please turn to page 15 for Africa. In Africa, the group continues to benefit from a favorable sectoral environment, marginally affected by the regional geopolitical crisis, supported by improved performance of the Rufiji plant and the commercial ramp-up in Mali. In the cement business, operational sales in the region grew by 25% on the back of a dynamic West African market. Prices in Senegal were stable. They increased in Mali and Mauritania. In Senegal, the aggregate business posted consolidated sales of 30 million euros, up 24%, driven by the gradual recovery of major government projects in a context of well-oriented prices. I now propose to move on to the balance sheet and cash flow items on page 17. For the sake of a greater clarity, capital expenditures and free cash flows will now be presented with a distinction made between maintenance CapEx and strategic CapEx linked to the business development decisions, which can thereby be adjusted to fit cyclical trends. Maintenance CapEx represents investment made every year to maintain the technical performance of existing manufacturing base. Strategic CapEx can be broken down in two categories: CapEx to reduce the group carbon footprint and committed to pursue the climate strategy outlined during the Capital Markets Day on November 16, 2021. Growth CapEx linked to the global project, including expanding capacity, such as the new Ragland kiln in USA. With this distinction made, you can see evidenced the strong volume of free cash flow generation before strategic CapEx by the group. This came to 295 million euros in 2021, compared with 418 million euros in 2020 and 234 million euros in 2019. Maintenance CapEx amounted to 155 million euros in 2021, compared to 129 million in 2020. A large portion of the 156 million euros in growth CapEx committed in 2021 reflects the continuing construction of the new Ragland kiln. Lastly, the group's CapEx to reduce the carbon footprint totaled 75 million euros in 2021, reflecting a steady rise since 2019 as it accelerated the pace of projects launched as part of the climate strategy. Please move to slide 19. No, 18, sorry. At December 31, 2021, the group maintained a solid financial structure with significant equity and controlled net debt. Consolidated equity was 2.6 billion euros at the date, compared to 2.4 billion at end 2020. Net debt stood at 1.3 billion at end 2021, compared to 1.2 billion at end 2020. On this basis, the group financial ratios at the end of 2021 are 2.13 for leverage and 50.6% for gearing. Average interest rate of gross debt as of December 31, 2021 is stable at 3.1%, as is the average maturity of the debt at 5 years.
Thank you very much, Hugues, for your presentation. I would like now to take a look at a few recent events that have marked the group's activity. Let's start on slide 20 with an update on the construction of the new Ragland kiln in the U.S. This investment is a new 5,000 metric tons per day kiln, for which construction started in 2019 in Alabama and continued in 2021. In accordance with the original plan, commissioning is scheduled for the first half of 2022. This is a project with multiple dimensions. This new kiln will provide the additional capacity needed to meet the needs of the group's markets in the Southeast region of the USA. Certainly, the technology used, which is particularly energy efficient, will reduce production costs by 30% per ton produced. Finally, this new coal-free furnace will actively contribute to the group's targets in terms of reducing its CO2 emissions. On slide 21, let's move on to the launch of the construction of a new kiln in Senegal. This 240 million euros investment plan will allow the company to achieve a doubling of the plant's clinker capacity to meet the needs of the Senegalese market, which is expected to grow strongly over the next few years, but also to supply clinker to its subsidiary cement grinding plants. Certainly, a very clear improvement in the industrial performance of its entire system in Senegal, increased efficiency of which, particularly in terms of energy, will make it possible to significantly reduce production costs and eliminate clinker imports. Finally, this new kiln will actively participate to the group's objective of reducing CO2 emissions with the capacity to massively use alternative fuels. The new industrial facility is scheduled to come on stream in 2024. Let's move on slide 22 to the news related to our climate plan. Beginning with a word about the initial and investment partnership we have concluded with the company Haffner Energy. Indeed, the Vicat Group and the Haffner Energy Group have signed an industrial agreement coupled with the acquisition of a stake in the capital of Haffner Energy in the context of its IPO that took place yesterday. On the basis of this agreement, Vicat and Haffner Energy are combining their expertise to develop decarbonization solutions that are part of the Vicat Group's global strategy to reduce its carbon footprint.
Hafnia Energy designs and provides technologies and services to produce carbon-free hydrogen. At the same time, we announced on January 12 that Vicat Group teams have developed a binder that retains all the properties and uses of traditional cement with the benefit of a carbon footprint with net emissions of less than 0 kilogram of CO2 equivalent per ton. This new innovative binder is initially intended for the French market in order to meet the current and expected requirements of the new RE 2020 regulation. It should be noted that this low carbon binder will be subject to a standardization procedure, which may take several years in France and around 5 years, and in Europe around 10 years, but that this stage is not a prerequisite for its launch on the market once the operating and marketing authorizations are obtained. On slide 23, I would like now to take a look at our various actions in terms of financial investments during 2021. First, the group increased its stake in Ciplan in Brazil by an additional 8%, increasing it to 74.13% at December 31st. The group continued its vertical integration strategy in the concrete and aggregate businesses, making small targeted acquisitions in France and Switzerland to strengthen its local network. And finally, on December 22, Vicat became the majority shareholder of Beton Direct, a player specializing in the sale of ready-mix concrete over the internet, targeting individuals and small businesses. The acquisition of this advanced e-commerce technology represents an opportunity to increase the group's position in the market for direct sales to consumers in which the demand is rising. Let's switch to slide 24, when you can see a picture of a new kiln in Ragland, Alabama. And I now propose that we move on to the outlook for 2022. Let's move to slide 25 now. In 2022, the group will keep up its investment drive, focusing chiefly on finalization of construction work at the new Ragland kiln in the U.S., start of construction work on the new kiln in Senegal, in Rufisque, close to Dakar, the ramp-up of projects to meet carbon footprint reduction targets, a drive to incrementally boost capacity at production facilities in India, and to invest in new terminals to expand its market and lower logistic costs, and especially terminal in Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. Accordingly, capital expenditure is expected to be higher than in 2021 at around 400 million euros, including 130 million in maintenance investments and 270 million in strategic investments. Of course, the group reserves the right to adjust its investment plan by reducing, if necessary, the proportion of its growth capex to match the shifting trends in its markets and its cash flow generation. On slide 26, in conclusion on our outlook for the current financial year, the group will be supported by a macroeconomic and sector environment that is expected to remain broadly favorable, with an anticipated price hike that should help offset the steep rise in energy costs, currently estimated at around plus 30%. Even though strong seasonal effects are likely to be a factor during the year,
Overall, the group anticipates another increase in its activity levels in 2022, and the EBITDA generated by the group in 2022 is likely to grow, but not by as much as in 2021. You can find details of the expected trends by country in our press release, which was published last night. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for your attention. Dan, we can now move to questions.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad to enter the queue at any time. Please also ensure that your device is unmuted locally so that I may call your name and advise when to ask your question. Once again, star one on your telephone keypad if you have a question now. And no questions on the line just yet. Again, ladies and gentlemen, star one on your telephone keypad if you do wish to ask a question. That's star one.
Well, if we have no questions, this concludes our
Pardon me,
for
we
today.
Do have one now.
Oh, sorry.
We just got a question on the line. The first question will come from Pierre Defragué of Goldman Sachs. Pierre, when you are ready, please go ahead with your question. Your line is now open.
Hi, thank you very much. Good afternoon, gentlemen, and thanks for taking my question. Regarding the 30% energy inflation you're seeing for 22, what gives you the confidence that inflation is going to be 30%? Have you already locked in some of the energy consumption for 22, and to what extent?
Good afternoon, Pierre. Thank you for the question. Well, of course, as you know, we are going ahead with both inventories and the hedges that cover part of the year, so we are able to assess a large part of the year. The 30% inflation assumption is that everything that is not covered today will stay at current levels.
Right. Thank you very much.
And one last reminder, ladies and gentlemen, star one if you do wish to get a question in now, that is star one. And it appears that will be all the questions for today. I'll turn it back to your host for any closing remarks.
Thank you, Dan. I have no more questions, so this concludes our call for today. I'd like to thank you again for your interest in Vicat and wish you all a very nice day. Goodbye.
Thank you all for joining today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines.